Hi, this is Paul Shepherd, your mindset coach, and welcome to the Mindset Change Podcast. This is going to be a beautiful scarcity to abundance hypnosis session where we're going to dive deep into your subconscious mind to remove the blocks preventing you from being truly abundant. If you're new to this podcast, welcome. Please click subscribe as it really does help support the show. And most importantly, you won't miss another episode. Now, please get yourself into a lovely, comfortable position. If you want to lie down, you can do that, or you can join me in what is known as a traditional meditation position where you can stay alert, but also receive some powerful hypnotic suggestions to help change your mindset. If it's become anxious around scarcity, then this podcast episode is perfect for you. Let's help your mind realize the truth of your abundance and take yourself away from those stories that we tell ourselves that make us feel anxious, that we're not going to be enough, that we don't have enough, or we're going to lose what we have. Sure, the world is facing challenging times, but you have an incredibly powerful mind. Don't let the world influence you into thinking you are in danger, when in fact you could, with the power of your mind, begin to become awake and aware of the possibilities, the potential, the opportunities that are waiting for you to explore. Are you ready? So hopefully you're in a nice relaxing position. I like to just release some tension around my neck and shoulders just by giving them a shrug around, forwards and backwards, and a little twist from side to side. That feels really good. How does it feel for you? Let's connect with your breath. Just become aware of the way that you're breathing. Don't do anything differently for the moment. You're just becoming aware. Your chest may be rising. Your stomach may be rising. You might become aware of your whole body expanding and contracting. Just allow your eyes to look forward. There's something in your field of vision you can focus on. And with that soft gaze, you might become aware of your eyes wanting to naturally close, beginning to blink as they want to rest. And of course, you can allow them to rest or look down towards the floor in a soft gaze whenever you wish. So we're going to relax your nervous system now. I'd like you just to begin to take a nice sip of air in through the nose, into the belly, and then a second one into your chest, and then just sigh everything out. Let's do that again. Sip in through the nose to the belly, a second one to the chest, and then sigh everything out. And one more time. Sip in through the nose to the belly, into the chest, and then just begin to sigh everything out one more time. And just breathing in through the nose and out through the nose, down to the belly, triggering your parasympathetic nervous system. Just like taking the foot off of the gas in a car. slowing down tells the brain to relax, that you are safe. Feeling your body rise and fall. And just become aware of any sounds you can hear around you. Sounds that are far away. Sounds that are closer. And these are unimportant. Sounds like these drift to the back of the mind, soon to be forgotten. Whilst your mind focuses on more important things. At the moment, that's the sound of my voice. Let's create an intention, a suggestion for today's practice. Mine is to become aware of any old scarcity programs and help them transform to create more abundance in my life. If that inspires you, then use the same. If you have something else in mind, then use your own. Let's begin to focus on the muscles around your forehead, around your eyes, everything softening with each out-breath. Your tongue beginning just to move into its natural position, just above your two top teeth. When naturally your jaw begins to relax in this position. Your neck and shoulders with each out-breath begin to loosen, begin to drop. Your chest rising and falling, it may feel heavier or it may feel lighter depending on how you relax. Some people feel warm, some people sense a coolness, but that feeling begins to move down your body to your belly, around your back, slowly down your legs. Tension melting like ice cream on a warm day. Nothing to hold on to, just letting go. Your mind wanders, just gently bring it back to the sound of my voice. And as you begin to relax and notice yourself relaxing, your subconscious mind opens like a flower, waiting to receive the suggestions which will help you change the anxiety around scarcity to excitement around abundance. Now looking inwards, deep inside your mind, you have a level of limiting scarcity programs impacting your life. You know deep down what they are. Now, these were given to you at various points in your life by the people surrounding you, culture, media, creating an out-of-date program that changes the way you experience reality. And as you look inside, I wonder how these programs will begin to reveal themselves to you now that you are looking. Do you see thoughts of worrying about money, not having enough time, not experiencing enough love in your life, some form of resource, or something else? And I wonder, if you were to look back along your timeline into the past, could you see how your younger self is being programmed to believe in scarcity? Watch your younger self play out their scarcity mindset program and the impact it has on them as they move through their life. We cannot stay caterpillars all of our lives, can we? Because now is the time to upgrade your program and set yourself free from the past. Remember that how you feel on the inside will be reflected in reality on the outside. Now, using the power of your mind, we are going to tap into your own wisdom and imagination to help you connect with your ideal future. An undeniable fact is that you have infinite future timelines lying ahead of you, containing infinite possibilities. Now, some contain scarcity mindset futures, and others contain ideal futures where your abundant mindset is helping you live your dream life. How you see your future will determine your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors today. Remember, how you feel on the inside will be reflected in reality on the outside. You have to make a choice. Which one will you choose? A scarcity mindset or an abundant mindset? Now begin to connect with a future timeline where you are living in abundance 5 years from now. Use the power of your imagination to take yourself there and have a good look around at the life you have created. See your future self. How do they look? How healthy are they? How wealthy are they? How are their relationships? Can you see what their possible purpose is that is driving them? What do they do with their free time? Your future self knows this simple truth. A scarcity mindset worries that there isn't enough. An abundant mindset becomes creative in knowing there is more than enough. They know that there is an abundance of opportunities, possibilities, and potential awaiting for you to explore and create through the power of your mind. How does that feel to know this is what is waiting for you? The problem with a feeling of anxiety is our interpretation. Anxiety and excitement are very similar in physiology. When you feel a surge of adrenaline. Your mind can sometimes wander to worries and fears about the future. Here is what you're going to do instead. You're going to welcome that feeling. And you are going to say, "This is abundance adrenaline. I'm excited by the possibilities and potential for my future. This is abundance adrenaline. I'm excited by the possibilities and potential for my future." Say it again deeply inside your mind. And one more time. Now tap into a feeling of gratitude for all you have in your life right now. Your mindset, a growth mindset. The ability to access more than we ever have in our history. All information to help you grow. To be connected. For the resources you have in your life right now. Here in this present moment, can you feel grateful for having everything you need right this very second? How we feel on the inside is reflected on the outside. Gratitude is a mindset which will keep on giving. This mindset is what has taken you to your ideal future. Now take a feeling of gratitude, the knowledge of abundance adrenaline, and go back to your past and help your younger self know that there is more than enough. That the limitations placed on them are false. And I wonder what you'll see happening to your younger self as you empower them with the knowledge you have gained. If they know that they are enough, that there is more than enough, and that they have enough. Watch them welcome the feelings of nervousness and scarcity and transform it to abundance adrenaline. And as that old program evolves in front of your very eyes, see if you can get a sense of what will begin to change for you. What will be possible in your life now that maybe wasn't before? And I wonder, with curiosity, what you'll begin to notice yourself doing differently when a feeling of scarcity begins to pop up. I think it's exciting because it's a chance to heal and transform something that was trapped within you. Embrace it, allow it to be there, allow it to transform through the perception that it's abundance, adrenaline. The energy, the excitement to give you momentum to move forward. Now wonder what steps you are going to take to increase your abundant mindset. Now give yourself a wonderful inner smile. Just tap into that feeling of gratitude that you did this for yourself. Opening yourself up to the most incredible opportunities for your life. Begin to connect with the breath, feeling your body rise and fall. And begin to move your fingers and toes. Begin to move your body. Open your eyes. And just lie there for a moment, letting everything sink in on what we have done today. You have an incredibly powerful mind. It's important that you protect it. You protect your attention. You protect where you place your attention. What's influencing it? What's that doing to you? What's the cost? What do you want to do instead? And where will that take you? I just want to say thank you so much for joining me for the Scarcity to Abundance hypnosis session. I wanted to do this because it seems like more than ever, people are worried, quite naturally, about their finances, their resources, even their relationships. It's important that we don't let the scarcity mindset become dominant to shape how we feel, how we see, and how we experience reality. Use my podcasts. They're there for you to change your mindset to create the life you truly want to live. If you would like extra help, please do reach out. I still offer a small number of places for one-to-one coaching. I'd love to hear from you, and maybe we can do some wonderful work together. If you enjoyed this episode, please share, please subscribe, also share the love, and leave me a review, as it helps the show grow and more people can experience the Mindset Change podcast. Stay awake, stay aware, and have the most incredible, abundant day.